Blog Talk Radio.
Held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know. But we won't let nothing hold us back. We're putting ourselves together, we're polishing up our act. If you've never been held down before, I know you refuse to be held down anymore. Well,
don't you let nothing, nothing stand in your way. I want you to listen, listen
to every word I say, every word I say.
Ain't no stopping us now.
And if you're trying to make it, they only push you aside. They really don't have nowhere to go. Ask them where they're going, they don't know. But we won't let nothing hold us back. We're gonna put our shows together, we're gonna polish up our act. Well, and if you've ever been held down before, I know you refuse to be held down anymore. Well,
don't you let nothing, nothing stand in your way. I want you to listen, listen.
Every word I say, every word I say.
No,
no, no.
We're moving.
our ancestors tonight, I say, as we cross over our ancestors tonight, we talk about what was going on. We go into holidays. We got to deal with stuff that's going on. So we're dealing with the holidays. So I'm going to tell you, cross over the ancestors, I say. And I'm finding out, and I cross over the ancestors, there's so much going on. There's so much stuff that's going on in the astro. I'm picking up energy. Okay, I say. I'm picking up some people's mother, some people's sister, brother. And I picked Ann up with Regina. And Ann said, you stay focused and don't worry about nobody else. As I cross over tonight, I'm seeing Mary Hawkins as I cross over with you. All is well, and you stay focused. As I cross over tonight, Alina, Francis says she wants things to work out for you. As we cross over tonight, I'm feeling good energy. I say. To the ancestors coming forward, seeing so much of murder and killing going on because so much of negative spirits out in the universe. I say. So I just want you to get ready tonight as we get ready to go to the next level. And, as I get ready, I'm picking, if you have got somebody that you want to reach out for, and okay, I see you 2023. I want to tell you, Pam, I'm picking up your mother. Your mother said all is well, and don't even worry. Everything in divine order. I say. I just want you to know tonight as we cross over, I'm feeling good energy. I feel things moving in the universe now. And that thing moving in the universe is going to break yokes for you. It's going to bring some things together. And I was talking to Bertha, and Bertha was sitting on the bed. And she said, Bishop, you tell Pearl, you tell Mary. And Pearl called me. Don't hang up the phone. I'm going to tell her what Bertha said. We know she hang up the phone when I call her name. But Mary, she had a message to give to you also. I just want to say. If you're getting ready to go into the Halloween holiday, lots of negative energy, lots of accidents, lots of planes falling, lots of trains falling. So you got to stay focused and stay prayerful. Because there's so much negative energy out here in the astro now. Because there's so much evil from the White House to the Our House, from the White House to the State House to the Fed House. So we got people in prison, political prison right now, I say. And we know who made the boy up in Boston, he killed, he just walked and started shooting. Those are negative spirits. Those spirits have took over people, say. So Revelation chapter 12, verse 7, Michael and his angels fought the dragon, the devil. And he had to fight him. So you got to fight on your hands now to fight the devil. That's what you got to do. I say. I want to say to you, Trina, I say, all is well. Now, if you've got a loved one, I'm picking so many people up in the spirit world. The young man that got drowned down in Illinois, white folks threw him over in the water and drowned him. They racist. They drowned him. They murdered him because that kind of evil spirit, the spirit of Abaddon, angels moving across the mid-breath of this country. So you have to stay focused for God to do something special for you, and God going to do something special because he's that kind of God.
Oh,
One more time. As I look in the spirit realm tonight, and I want to tell you, Brother Claude, that called me. And I got your number, Brother Claude. I want to tell you that what's going on in New York, and I know you've been upset about that. That'll be right. I'm feeling energy tonight from the ancestors. And the ancestors are telling me there's so much evil, the bishop, so much evil come out here. You have to cover your children, and you have to anoint your house, and you have to keep those spirits out of it because they're loose. And you got to watch who's riding your car and who all that, because people are possessed by spirits. That's what the ancestors tell me. I say, I want to tell you, I'm looking at 50, 53, 50. All is well for you. I don't want you to get upset. Your daughter comes to sit at the table sometimes. Yeah, she comes to sit at the table. Sometimes you think about it, she comes, I say. She's worried about somebody that's with this young man. She said she don't see that it come to a good end. I'm talking to you. 35, 50. Susan, I'm looking at you. You know, 53, 50. Your daughter said this man that wrong with your niece or something. It ain't coming to a good end. But eventually it's gonna break up on its own, I say. I'm crossing over tonight and I'm saying something. And when I cross over tonight, this is cross over the ancestors. And I'm telling you, the ancestors talking tonight. And Bonnie, you called me. I got you right here, Bonnie. And I want to tell you, they ain't going to be in divine order. And you just got to break away from your brother and some of your sisters in order to maintain. What you got is a little jealousy there. Thank you, James. I'm going to you. Where I'm at? I'm looking at 90. I'm looking at 9607, okay? 9607, I'm looking at you. And I'm seeing your father come. And your father come and stood up and said, look, don't worry about that because it was a trick from the beginning. And don't even worry about that and don't let it worry you. Because you're gonna make it anyway. Thank you, kind spirit. Now what else you want me to tell her? That whatever comes through, let it come through, but don't even worry yourself with it. Because it's too many negative energies. Your sister's talking negative to too many folks about you. And the best thing, do cut that off. What your father said. Thank you, Dan. These are all along when you was doing the work. They was talking behind your back about this, about that. So I say. And that spirit is something gonna break loose. Not for you, for her to leave it alone. Don't you get yourself involved with her. Leave it alone. Whatever it says, Because he's ain't nothing gonna come through nowhere, not right now. Because it's all crossed up. Okay. And she done told too many other folks about the business. So you just hold, just stay. He said you stay pat. That means that you just be, don't worry about it. Thank you, kind spirit. Now what else you got to tell me? I say. I want to tell you tonight, I'm looking at 30-30. Your mother said all is well. She wants you to complete your schooling. Thank you, kind spirit. Mary Hawkins' birthday is in the vibration. So don't you worry about and don't, that was told, your brother told me to tell you, man, don't worry about what's going on. Just stay focused yourself. too much family talk. And they want you to come involved and say what you tell them, like your mother said. I don't know nothing about that. Because this is some messing with their mind going back and forth. Thank you. Just let you know where you don't even get involved and get upset, involved in it, I say upset. When I cross over the ancestors, I'm feeling a lot of energy tonight with the ancestors. I can see, I can feel that the astral is full. You might be dreaming some things. Be sure. Smoke your house out and clean your house out. Because there's so many spirits that have been loosened and people went to the cemetery and conjured up the wrong spirit. So you have to watch. A lady called me tonight. So she seen a man walking down the street. She said, when she got to the corner, he went now. And I told her, I said, you're going to pick up a lost spirit like that. And she said, you got to go by the graveyard. I said, go another way. So you see people walking. They're going to be walking all the way through Halloween for spirits. People have called them and called them. And then they, and then a lot of spirits, they possess. The boy up in, the boy killed 4 or 5 people, got 2 or 3 guns. You don't know why he did, because he was possessed by evil spirits. So you have to take your kids and make sure they bathe, make sure they anointed, to shut their mouth. It ain't good to be talking right now, because it's out in the astral. And then that spirit will jump all on you. You don't know where you got it from. I'm saying. I don't know what I'm saying there. I'm feeling energy moving strong in 2020 has been the year of information. 21 is bringing it out. 22 going to close it up, but there's a lot more evil that's going on. In China right now, they got another virus that popped up in China. I just heard it on the news. I say. So the China people, when they support team, they shut everything down. But America is so arrogant that they feel like privileged. That's why so many people have died, because they don't obey the law. Here's the police, Chicago. They don't want to take the shot. Like they're above the law, and they send people, they in people's face every day. And that's 5 months too. The racist department in Chicago is the fire department. And the police department, those two racist departments in the city of Chicago, we had to sue for lieutenants to be on the police department. We had to sue for them to put women on the fire department. And then we got the liquor department and the water department. They're racist. God is turning it around. And if Lightfoot is right, and if you said you are working for the city, you should be decimated. You need to quit the job. We got a lot of Ku Klux Klansmen, skinhead policemen. It's all coming out. You know where they're at. That's what that is. I say. The ancestors. I'm picking up a young man in southern Illinois. He was thrown in the water. He said, Bishop, I was thrown in the water by some white sorority. They were his friend, but they weren't. And did nobody go and check him out. I say. Thank you, Ken. I'm picking up right now the ancestors coming forth, letting them know some stuff that's going on. Business is going to open up, I say. I'm saying this, Brother James, I'm looking at you tonight. And James, 95, not my son, but I want to tell you that some things going to open up for you. I say. Thank you, kind spirit. I'm trying to look and see. Yes, I'm looking at Brother Joe. down in Atlanta. Your business still set up, Brother Joe, but you not stop drinking. And you didn't set up, and this there ain't nobody. Nobody did this in the spirit world, just somebody in the physical world. And set some stuff up for you not to be successful. Thank you, Tanfield. But because you're doing too much, and too much coming to you. Thank you, Tanfield. And that drinking is something that is set up for you to drink in order to destroy you, I say, I'm looking at that. Paul, I'm looking at you, Paul, I say. Sam told me to tell you that he didn't make it back from Vietnam, but he wants you to go on with the business. I say, thank you, Tanfield. Now, I'm looking at the night as I cross over and look at the thing. Thank you, kind spirit. I see somebody else. I see somebody 30. Your hands up. What you need to know? Yeah, you can be successful and your business can grow. And I want to tell you, sometime I'm going to 9607. And when your father's standing in the doorway, you know, the spirit don't want you to worry. The spirit don't want you to be upset. If you back away and leave that alone, they're going to fall like a Titanic. It really wasn't for you at all. It was there to get information from you, but they couldn't get the information they wanted from you. They've been lying all the time. I say. We got along. I can't feel it. Crossing over.
Yeah.
And he get ready to talk ancestors. He's talking about God. Everything you tried, everything. I want you to try God tonight. This is the Chicago Mass Choir, and I'm playing for you, Reverend Coleman. I'm playing for you, Mother Mary. Mother Mary Ripley down in Natchez, Mississippi. Barbara down in Houston. All you got to know is God is your everything.
I gotta get away. unto death, that I will give you a crown of life. He did not say, you understand, be thou faithful until death. And I don't know the reason why, but for some reason we falsely use that verse, and for some reason we somehow misquote that valuable verse in our Bible. My God, because it does not say, be thou faithful until death. My God, but rather it says, be thou faithful unto death. And there is a difference in the word until and the word unto. Oh, Lord. And
God will take care of you this evening. I'm praying.
Thank you.
I'm praying for you. That's Saint James Moore in the spirit world saying God will take care of you. And if he's saying that, I say, our ancestor is telling you there's no sorrow there could ever get you out of this evening. Whatever it is, God is able to bring you up and out of it. He will take care of you. Right now,
Thank you.